fast as the private sector does. And hey, I'm all for being safe and being smart and, you know, not wanting to do anything that is going to put somebody's life in jeopardy. But business every day makes these decisions. They make them in a, you know, in a way that is nimble, but also thoughtful. And, you know, I really do think with Joe Lombardo as governor, with having that kind of attitude back in Nevada, and, you know, that's an attitude that, you know, is one that has been there before. You know, this isn't one that's new. You know, I think if we can get that back, we're going to be in a pretty good place.
More coming up with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Truck, and we're going to take a look ahead to 2023. What lies ahead for our state, for our nation, for our presidency? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite. Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and we're taking a look back at 2022, but a look ahead to 2023. And what is your sense, Paul, of what we can expect with the new governor? Nothing's happened with the makeup of the assembly and the state senate. Do you expect any major changes at all in policy?
I think. I'm an optimist, Kevin, right? So, you know, my hope is that Joe Lombardo as governor is, you know, going to be able to go in and, help in terms of changing some of the attitudes in the executive branch, like some of the things we mentioned. You know, do I think there's going to be any great positive legislation for business that's going to come out of the legislature? You know, probably not. I think that the governor was smart to hire Ben Kiekhefer as his chief of staff because Ben understands the budget, you know, his former chair of the Senate Finance Committee, you know, understands the budget, understands how that works. And a lot of times governors tend to fall into some of those new governors tend to fall into some of the budget pitfalls that been put there, you know, by their predecessors, or, you know, just trying to get their arms around some of these things. So, I mean, I think that was a smart hire. So hopefully some of that stuff can be avoided, you know, but the reality is it's not an easy job, right? It's a job that, you know, takes a tremendous toll on folks, on time, on health. I mean, it's not too many governors, you know, that I can think of who look better after being in office than they looked before. You know, it's not a job where you get a whole lot of rest. You know, you're always working. So, you know, hey, I'm hopeful. I'm happy to help and, excited for some of the things we're talking about. I'm on the transportation transition committee. And, you know, one of the things we talk about is, how can government better serve its citizens? You know, how can government better serve, some of the folks, you know, like my guys, like the truckers, who have to do business with government, whether it's the DFV or High Patrol or NDOT. So, you know, those are things that, you know, we're always looking at and, you know, always cognizant of.
More to come with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Good friend of the program, good friend of ours. Really happy to have him on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for at 133. Westbound Flamingo at Valley View. That's in the early stages injury incident there. Another injury crash, that's eastbound Bonanza at Nellis. Eastbound Sunset at Eastern. That's a fender bender there as well to look out for. The traffic cam see a little bit of congestion on the freeways too, especially on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor there. Southbound at Oakey and northbound Interstate 15 at Hacienda. And remember the road work. That's taking place on Charleston Boulevard both directions. That's between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NFL, the Raiders defeated the New England Patriots 30-24, improving to 6-8, winning four of their last five games. Las Vegas winning the game on the final play when the Patriots were laddering the ball to try to score in the final seconds. Chandler Jones intercepted one of those lateral passes and going 48 yards for the winning score, and it came after the Raiders had tied the game with 32 seconds remaining. Derek Carr threw three touchdowns, finishing with 231 yards through the air, finding Darren Waller, Mac Hollins, and Keelan Cole for touchdowns. College basketball, UNLV hosting Southern Miss on Thursday at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Rebels are coming off their first loss of the season, falling Saturday to San Francisco 75-73. They're now 10-1. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Shop Macy's last-minute gift sale and save 20 to 60%, plus an extra 20% off great gift ideas with your coupon or Macy's card. Not sure what to get? Let them choose with a Macy's gift card. Shop your local Macy's early and late and get your orders faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Plus, spend your Macy's money on anything. No merchandise exclusions. Details at macys.com/macysmoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited-quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Chuck, congratulations on Dollar Loan Center's silver anniversary. I can't believe I've been your announcer guy for 25 years.
I can't believe it either. From one small office in Vegas to our expansion into Utah and then the opening of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, it's just amazing. And to celebrate, we're offering free loans to all new customers.
Free loans? Now that's a celebration.
Yeah, for the remainder of the year, the first week of interest is on us. No matter how much you borrow, you can keep it out a full week, and you only have to pay us back the principal with no other fees at all.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it on these last week of the year shows. Everybody starts making predictions about what's going to happen. Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. He joins us as he does from time to time, and I love having him on. Paul, let me ask you your thoughts on this presidential race that's coming up. Is it going to be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden again, part two?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that, there's definitely some other candidates up there that I am interested in hearing from. I was really proud to host Governor-elect Lombardo here at the Nevada Trucking Association when he did an event in Reno with Governor Glenn Youngkin. I am really impressed by him. You know, I think that Ron DeSantis has really shown how somebody who is conservative can govern in a very competent way. And, you know, hey, with Donald Trump, Donald Trump did a lot of great things when he was president. But the beautiful thing about elections is every single one of them is going to have to come and make their case to us. And, you know, they're going to have to come and say, hey, why we should hire them or why we should nominate them, you know, and then ultimately hire them. You know, I not a fan of where we currently are right now with our current president. You know, hey, I wish him well just from the standpoint of I want America to do well. But, you know, I also look at where he's taken a lot of the policies that we talked about and, you know, kind of question the rationale for a lot of it. You know, if they're really, you know, serious, you know, in terms of, you know, understanding the impacts that some of the policies they have put in place, what they really mean and how damaging they can be. But, you know, we could also be surprised. I mean, Donald Trump was a surprise, you know, at this time in 2014, you know, nobody thought that, you know, Donald Trump was going to announce and going to have a shot. So, you know, let's see where we might be surprised. You know, I'm a conservative. I make no apologies about that. I want to see somebody who's going to govern in a conservative way. And when I say conservative, you know, it's really about being smart about how we use our resources, you know, whether that's our natural resources, but government resources, tax dollars, and, you know, also conserving things like individual freedom. You know, I think that is something that has been chipped away and chipped away a lot more over the last few years than I'm comfortable with. And, you know, a lot of the people that I love and that I represent are comfortable with. So, I mean, you know, that's something that I'd like to see. I don't feel like we're going to get that out of the current president of the United States. I'm not sure we'll get that out of, you know, out of Congress either. I mean, you know, so many norms were violated when Donald Trump was president, from the fact that you used to think that there was something called attorney-client privilege. Well, because it's Donald Trump, you don't have that anymore. You know, that your tax records couldn't just be turned over to a political body. Well, hey, that's done. That's gone too. The fact that we actually had some autonomy in terms of what drugs we did or didn't want to take. You know, how we've seen government react to that, and, you know, people be fired from their jobs for refusing to get
kicked out of the military,
the COVID vaccine. Yeah, you know, it's gross. And, you know, there's a lot of things, and we've gone a long way over the last 6 years towards a course that I really don't want to see us go down any further. So whoever is best to be able to redirect and get us out of that situation and, you know, focus on individual liberty, you know, focus on things like not getting us into wars that we can't win. And, you know, hey, I love our military. Both my grandfather served in World War II. Cousin served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And looking at how we have handled wars since we won World War II, you know, over 75 years ago, you know, I don't feel like we have the best people who have been making those decisions. I don't feel like we have a government that is doing, on a national level, doing a good job representing us and, you know, taking care of its citizens. You know, more and more it seems like, you know, there's a certain cadre of people that they want to take care of. And, you know, the reality is, Kevin, they're people who really don't need a whole lot of being taken care of.
Leave us alone.
Well, hey, I would love it if we were there, but, you know, we don't seem to be. You know, a lot of those civil liberties that, you know, I cherished and I thought were sacrosanct, you know, really aren't anymore.
Yeah.
And, hey, can you blame big tech? You know, can you blame the media? Can you blame a crappy education system? You know, hey, ultimately, it all comes down to us, right? It all comes down to what we as people, we as citizens, are willing to tolerate from our government. And, you know, if you don't like it, hey, we have an opportunity to get rid of them and change it. And, you know, unfortunately, when I look at this election, materially, do I think the state of Nevada is in a better place? Absolutely, I do. Having Joe Lombardo as governor, I think Nevada is in a better place. Having, you know, Stavros Anthony as lieutenant governor and Andy Matthews as controller, I think we're in a better place. Yeah, there are some other things I would have liked to have happened that didn't happen. But, hey, it's where we're at. You know, I'm reminded of the old proverb that maybe Joe Biden is living, and honestly, I felt like I lived it in 2015. God punishes you by giving you everything you want.
Oh my God!
So you know, I try to just you know, go, okay, hey, don't have everything I want. Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay because I've been burned by that before.
Wow. Paul, always good to visit with you. As we move to close out the year, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year to you and your family, and I hope you get everything you want in 2023, you and your great members. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, Godspeed, Kevin. Merry Christmas, and here's to a peaceful, joyous, and prosperous 2023, buddy.
I love that. I love that. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, a good friend of ours and a good friend of the show's. Always good to have him on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New Year's Eve, the South Point Hotel and Casino is your hotspot for great times. Love the 80s? You'll love the Spazmatics. Love the music of Queen? Your destination is Bohemian Queen. Want a little of everything in one show? Then the Bronx Wanderers will be waiting to entertain. All shows come with packages included in the purchase price. Go to southpointcasino.com and click on New Year's Eve for more information. This year, welcome in the new year at your entertainment destination, the South Point.
Happy New Year!
Does your car need work? Are you putting it off because you dread the hassle of taking it to a shop? Now you don't have to with RepairSmith. RepairSmith mechanics come to you and do the work in your driveway. That's right. Any work your car needs, from simple jobs like oil changes to major repairs, they do it all at your house or workplace, even on weekends. Your day can go on as planned. Expert RepairSmith Auto Mechanics will arrive with all the parts your car will need, so there are no delays. Your car is ready right on time, and they'll leave your driveway spotless. How much does it cost? RepairSmith's prices are competitive with your local shops. Why hassle with taking your car to a shop when the shop will come to you? Go to RepairSmith.com for your free instant quote, plus get $25 off any work over $99 with code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just 2 days removed from what I think is going to be cataclysmic in our country, as Title 42 will be allowed to expire unless a court steps in and stops it. And nobody likes this title 42. Nobody. I mean, even the Democrats are coming out against it. Veronica Escobar is a congresswoman from Texas, a Democrat. This is cut four.